Did I wake you up? I'm sorry. I was so comfortable a second ago. You were snuggled up in my tail, resting on my chest. And then the next thing I know, I'm tossing and turning for who knows how long, just trying to get comfortable. I guess it's just that time of the month. Nothing's going to feel right until the eggs come out. We both know that much. And you've been with me long enough to know how awful these next few days are for me. Just part of the cycle of Alamia. Love you. I love you so much, and I'm sorry if I woke you up. On the bright side, it means that we get to cuddle together on one of the rare occasions that we are both awake, and you're cuddled up so nicely and all snuggly on top of me. My tail is looping around your body nice and tight. It's not too tight, is it? Good. I wouldn't want to hurt you. Not that kind of pain, at least. I love being able to hold you like this. Just enjoy some quality time together. We don't get to do this often. Just enjoy each other's company, sharing the same air. Your body moving up and down with my breathing all while I'll pet you. You're so precious, Bunny. Do you remember the first time we met? You were down at the lake, trying to fish or bathe or something. I remember I was stopping by in order to wash myself off from hibernation. I got a little spooked because there was someone by my watering fountain, someone I didn't recognize. So I decided to slither over there anyway, and well, the rest is history. That's how I met you. And I have never been more grateful than I decided to go over and start talking to a stranger than I am that day. If I hadn't, then you wouldn't be wrapped up in my tail, lazily waking up to my warmth. You know, have I told you how much I love you today, Bunny? Then I think I should say it again. Make sure that you understand just how important you are to me and how much you mean to me. How you make me feel, how my body reacts to yours. When I'm with you, it's like I don't have an off switch. You drive me absolutely crazy, Bunny. And I love every second that I spend wrapped around your finger. So cute, Bunny. I love you so much. I'm so happy that you decided to not freak out, that you decided to try to not kill me when we first met. I remember that bewildered look on your face. You were just as shocked to see Alamia as I was shocked to see a human. I could tell you were trying to reach for a weapon when you spotted me, Probably wanting to protect yourself from the giant monster snake woman. I'm glad you took a second and didn't hurt me. Then, I wouldn't get to spend the rest of my life like this. I wouldn't have met one of the most amazing, attractive, funniest, and kindest people I've ever met. Genuinely, I've never met anyone, human or Lamia alike, that is even remotely like you. That's such a wonderful thing, Bunny. You're one in a million. Remember how enamored you were with my tail the first time we hung out together? Your eyes kept being drawn to how it flipped around in the water, the way the sun made the tail seem iridescent, and how you hung on to every word like I was telling you the most interesting thing in the world. I guess I might have been, considering I was the first Lamia you had ever seen. But you were the first human I'd ever seen, so I think it's only fair. I remember you asking me question after question about being a Lamia and what the woods are like in this part, and you kept talking and talking, and you only caught yourself after like an hour because you realized you hadn't asked for my name. It was so cute how you lost track of time. So excited to be learning and discussing magic with, well, a creature like me. I guess most humans don't have a thirst for knowledge, or just knowledge in general, like you do, Bunny. That's one of the reasons I would go out and look for you. All those times that I would just happen to run into you in the forest. Don't know. I loved how jovial you got around. I had never been around someone so adorable that they lit up when they were talking to me. I was absolutely smitten with you, Bunny. Don't know what it is about you. If I didn't know any better, I would say that you hypnotized me. Oh, you know I'm teasing. I know you don't have that ability. You were just so enthralled by it when I showed you how it worked for the first time. You made me give you commands like jump for 10 minutes straight or tell me a secret you haven't told anybody. You were shocked that hypnosis worked so easily on you, too. I remember the look on your face. It was absolutely brilliant. I told you it's because you're an open and genuine person, and then that made you fluster, so you quickly changed the topic. Like you're doing now by kissing me. It's only gonna work temporarily. Because you still can't take a compliment despite living with me constantly. You barely get a reprieve from me. You're almost always cuddled up in my tail. You would think that you would be able to accept a compliment from me if you're always in my tail and always around me, but apparently you just can't. I'm gonna change that. One day, I'll get you to take a compliment without you turning it into a joke, flustering, or just straight denying it. One day, I'll get you to say thank you because you saw yourself how I see you. But for now, I'll just take this. I'll have to settle for holding you in my tail, feeling your body against mine, and giving you all the attention you can handle, bunny. Bunny, you should know better than to start running your hand along my tail this time of the month. I told you earlier, I am currently filled with eggs, and I'm waiting for them to decide that it's time to come out. You, stroking my tail like that, you're gonna speed up the process. Is that your goal, bunny? Do you want to feel my tail and eggs somewhere else? You do? Where do you want them then, little one? Go on, use your words. Tell me where you want my eggs, bunny. For someone who was so sleepy a few moments ago, you sure are now wide awake. I wonder what the cause of that could be. Could it be from how I'm teasingly touching you? Could that be it? I think somebody is desperate. Is that a good guess? Then it would be a shame if you felt the tip of my tail starting to wriggle around. The majority of it keeps you completely in place, restraining you against my form. But the tip, well, the tip just slithers around, teasing your body. Look at you. You're being so cute for me. When you're sleepy like this, your body's also a lot more honest, responds to my tales so much better, so much more enthusiastically. What a precious little bunny I have caught in my tail. A bunny that's starting to get excited from the tail touches. Maybe getting a little too excited about the eggs inside me. You want to keep being good for me, don't you, bunny? That's exactly what I wanted to hear. What a cute bunny I have. So eager to be bred. I want you to use your words, little one. Tell me where you want the eggs, bunny. Does this work, bunny? Feeling my ovipositor sinking into you. Inch by inch, filling you up just like the needy bunny you are, huh? Oh, that's it. Oh, it's okay, little one. Oh, I got you. This is what happens when you tease me, bunny. I'm going to breed you up nice and big. Yeah. Gonna fill the stomach of yours full of my eggs. You're gonna look so fucking sexy the rest of the day while the eggs dissolve inside you. Having your body expand with my eggs, only to become smaller throughout the rest of it. Oh, how I love watching your stomach grow the more eggs I put in you. And then I get to watch it shrink as the day progresses. Oh, I just love seeing the effect my ovipositor has on you, bunny. Oh, yeah. Taking it so well. You're loving every second of this, aren't you? Such a desperate bunny, aching to be bred up. Oh, fuck. You feel so fucking good wrapped around me. Oh, yes. Such a tight hole for me to fuck and breed as I want. So helpful for me, little one. Offering up your eager little hole to be stuffed full of my eggs just because it's that time of the month. Oh, what a cute and wonderful bunny I have. Oh, so helpful, so eager to help me out. Oh, fuck. I love you so much. I love how your body works against me, feels against mine. I just love how you sound. I love how you feel. Oh, fuck, you're too good. Oh, so fucking amazing for me, bunny. That's it. Keep watching me. Keep your eyes on mine, right like that. Fuck. Oh, you're making me feel so fucking good. You feel that? You feel the twitching inside you? Those are my eggs, little one. They're going to the tip. They're all rushing to get out. They want to get inside you. All you have to do is be good for me and take it. Something I know that you can do, bunny. Oh, you're going to be fucked so full of eggs. I'm going to have to wait on you hand and foot for the rest of the day. Spoil you. Oh, fuck, look at you. Look at that. Fuck. Oh, you look so fucking hot taking my ovipositor like this. Being filled with it. Oh, the way your hole stretches so perfectly around it. So warm and wet and tight and all for me. Isn't that right, little one? Oh, yes, yes. Whose hole is this? Oh, that sounds so fucking sweet coming from your lips, bunny. Oh, fuck. I love how well you're digging it. You feel so fucking amazing, bunny. Love watching my ovipositor slide in and out of your hole like it's nothing. Oh, fuck. Oh, right there, yes. Oh, fuck, it feels so fucking good, doesn't it, little one? The way it reaches so deep inside you. It's giving you exactly what you need, isn't it? Such a desperate little thing. Oh, fuck, it's so fucking hot. You look so sexy taking my ovipositor like this. Allowing you to fill. Allowing it to fill you up so easily. I love how your hand feels on me. You just love to be bred by me, don't you? Can't get enough of the feeling of my eggs going inside you and making your stomach swell. An adorable human breeding addict. I really am living the dream as a Lamia. Oh, natural at taking my eggs, at taking my ovipositor, at making me feel amazing. Yeah. Right like that. Oh, that feels amazing. Yeah, keep doing that. Oh, keep doing that with your pretty fucking hole. Are you that desperate, little one? Huh? Is there an ache that only being pumped full of my eggs will make go away? Yeah, there is, isn't there? Oh, and didn't think you would end up a broodmare for Alamia when you were out by the lake that day, did you? Didn't realize how much you were going to enjoy it, how much your body was going to crave it. Oh, it's such a better look for you. You didn't suit the life of an adventurer or of an explorer. No. You're better at keeping my tail warm and being fucked full of eggs. An adorable breeder for me to take care of and spoil and dote on just like you deserve. Oh, fuck. It's not a coincidence that I call you Bunny, little one. No. I call you that because we fucking breed like them. Oh, and you're just so fucking cute. All I want to do is sink my teeth into your skin and bite. Oh, right there. Yes. Oh, fuck, that feels good. That feels so fucking good. You're taking me so deeply, Bunny. Oh, I wasn't even sure if it was possible, but here you are. Oh, you're always doing the most and making me feel amazing. Going above and beyond what I wanted from you. Oh, so wrapped up so nice and tight. Taking my ovipositor just like you always do. My good bunny, so wonderful and just for me. Oh, fuck, I can feel how close I'm getting. Yeah. Oh, can you feel it too? The eggs moving their way through the shaft into the tip. They're so eager to be inside you, to fill you up, give you what you really need. Oh, I can't wait to breed you, little one. Oh, fuck. Oh, what you want, what you need is to be fucked like this and to be filled up with eggs. Oh, fuck. Those eggs going inside you, those are what you need to make you come. I've watched you orgasm around my ovipositor enough times. I've watched you, I've seen it, I've felt it. And I know that it's those eggs going inside your hole that makes you come. That feeling of being bred up like a proper broodmare. That's what my little buddy wants. That's when my little bunny comes. Oh, you can't help yourself. It just feels so good. Oh, to allow your body to be used for its intended use, to be used for my pleasure. Oh, fuck. I feel so fucking close. I feel so fucking close. Oh, just a little bit more. You can take it, can't you? Oh, I know you can. You're going to make me proud and make me come inside you. Convince me that you are breeding material, bunny. Come on, I know you can do it. I know you want to. I want to feel why I should breed you with my eggs. Make me feel good, little one. That's your job after all. That's your entire purpose. Oh, that's good. Oh, fuck, that's really good. Oh, that's what I like to see. That's what I like to feel. Oh, fuck, watching you move your body like this is hypnotizing. The way you're taking my ovipositor so easily. Your wet heat engulfing and swallowing it. You're so fucking needy for me, aren't you? Right there. Is my ovipositor not enough to fill you? Do you need to be bursting with eggs like the oviposition addict you are, bunny? Oh, come on. This is what you wanted. Fuck, you asked for this when you started stroking my tail. I was happy to stay cuddling and sleepy, but someone wanted to play. Now someone has to suffer the consequences of their own actions. I'm going to say you aren't suffering very much, are you, little one? Oh, you're feeling your own orgasm build, just like my own, and you're getting closer. You're waiting for that moment when the egg starts slipping inside you and stretching you out even more, just how you crave. Don't worry, bunny, I'm so close. I'm going to take care of you just like you need. That was so fucking close. I can feel it. Yeah, can you? All the bumps and twitches and spasms in my thighs. Oh, fuck. I'm so fucking close, bunny. You're gonna make me come and breed you. Oh, fuck, yeah. Just like that. Oh, yeah, come on. You can do it. Make me proud. Make me come, little one. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, so close. Show me how badly you want me to breed you up, little one. Come on. Earn your breeding. Earn my ex. Fuck, just like that, bunny. Oh, so good for me. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. Oh, I'm so fucking close. I can feel it. Oh, just like that, yeah. Taking my ovipositor so fucking well. This is what I love to see. This is what I love to feel. Watching it slide in and out of your hole while you just... Oh, fuck. Right there. Oh, yeah, just like that. Come on, make me come, bunny. You can do it. Don't you want to be bred up full of my eggs? Yeah, of course you fucking do. So come. Come. Make me come. And take all my eggs from me. Come on, you can do it. Come on. Oh, fuck, so close. I'm deep. You don't get to move out of my clutches. Not yet. I just bred you full. You aren't going to be able to walk for at least a few hours, bunny. You know that. I love you. You did take care of my very important monthly issue going on. Which means that I should be able to get comfortable. But more importantly, that means we can get back to napping. And hopefully I don't wake you up this time. All nice and comfy. I love you so much. You were amazing for me, you know that? I don't know what I did to wake up to you wrapped in my tail with that adorable sleepy smile on your cute face. But whatever I did, I'm glad. Because it means I get to hold you and call you mine. Boop. Forever and ever. My bunny.